Transportation is a perpetual issue in Virginia politics, and in the final stages of the contest for governor, Republican Ken Cuccinelli says he'd like to make local governments responsible for streets and secondary roads within their jurisdictions. Those are bills the state's been paying for most of the past century. David Poole joins us from the Virginia Public Access Project. David, this has been a popular story on VA News.
Right. This is a story by Robert Thompson, who writes under the name Dr. Gridlock for the Washington Post, and he takes a look at kind of history of Cuccinelli's proposal.
Things have been this way in Virginia for a very long time. Why change it now?
The thought here, it's easy for local governments to approve new subdivisions with new roads because at the end of the day, they don't have to pay for keeping up these secondary roads. That responsibility falls to the state. Thompson has an interesting article where he goes into the history, which goes back to the Byrd machine, and the Depression, and back when roads were first being built.
Cuccinelli then seems to be saying that localities would be more judicious if they were spending their own money. But money, of course, always causes some contention, and I wonder what cities and counties in Virginia think about all this.
Anytime the state hands them a mandate, they're very suspicious that the mandate is not going to come with sufficient funding for them to do it.
The plan would apparently rework the law so that some of the money that currently goes to VDOT would go instead to localities, but there would probably be some back and forth over the details of that. David, our next story is about a different kind of transportation and how it's led to online notoriety for a man from the Roanoke area.
This is an exceptional story by Ralph Barrier Jr., a feature writer for the Roanoke Times, about a local man who likes to ride up and down in elevators. His name is Andrew Reams, and that doesn't sound very interesting to most people, but apparently he has found an audience much larger than anyone could imagine.
Barrier explains that when Reams was growing up in St. Louis, his parents noticed he was a bit different from the other kids.
He was eventually diagnosed with Asperger syndrome, part of the autism spectrum, and its symptoms include social awkwardness and obsessive behavior.
And that's where elevators come into the story. As Barrier reports it, young Andrew Reams loved riding them, and his father would often take him out for hours on end to ride elevators. He's now 36 and married and working for Norfolk Southern, but still rides elevators. And now there's YouTube.
And he has started making videos of his adventures on these elevators. It turns out there's thousands of people out there with either physical limitations or kind of this obsessive behavior, and they love his videos. He has over 10,000 subscribers to his YouTube who, according to Barrier, they await his next installment like comic book fans lined up outside the comic book store for the latest Batman.
And David, in at least a small way, he's boosted tourism in Virginia.
One of his first videos, most famous videos, is in the Elmwood Park Garage elevator in downtown Roanoke. People have been known to come to Roanoke just to photograph themselves outside this elevator. Reams said, quote, "This is the Abbey Road of elevator photography."
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around Virginia at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.